KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Strong Santa Ana winds fueling a fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California. More than 18,000 people evacuated.
Thousands of homes are in danger here, but firefighters have been battling back the flames, going up against the flames to push them back in the wind. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
We have only a minimal number of homes destroyed.
He's asking people in the area not impacted by fire to cut back their water use now to protect water pressure for firefighters to save homes. Alex Stone, ABC News, Malibu, California.
Red flag warnings stretch as far south as San Diego County. Utility officials there say 51,000 customers are without power due to gale force winds. An extradition hearing scheduled this hour in Pennsylvania for Luigi Mangione. He's charged with murder in the killing of United Healthcare CEO last week in New York City. Israel says it's carried out airstrikes destroying the Syrian fleet and weapons storage facilities there. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. In an update to a story we've been following, 19 people are now facing citations after protests during the UW Board of Regents meeting last week. Thursday morning, UW-Madison police say protesters interrupted the meeting with chants, yelling, and were eventually removed. 19 people were arrested. Today, police announced all 19 of them are being cited for prohibited blocking or noise. 15 of the people arrested were connected to UW-Madison or UW-Milwaukee in some way, whether they're alumni or current students. The campus chapters for Students for Justice in Palestine and Young Democratic Socialists are also being investigated by the school's Office of Student Conduct and Community Standards. And Wisconsin schools are getting more money to support students' mental health. Here's Derek Tritz.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction was recently awarded a $10 million federal grant to improve youth mental health services. Specifically, this money will help with the staffing of school counselors, psychologists, and social workers by expanding the barrier for entry and delivery models of these services. The grant was awarded by the U.S. Department of Education through its 2024 School-Based Mental Health Professionals Grant Program and is set to last 5 years.
Meanwhile, Superintendent Jill Underley has proposed a huge jump in school funding. A large portion of that increase would go towards student mental health, but it still has to be approved by the legislature. And it's the time of year for holiday baking. Cookies, cakes, pies, they all require eggs. At some shops here in Madison, supply is low. You may not find too many in the store fridge. For the last few years, prices have been on a roller coaster. Ron Keene, poultry specialist for UW Extension.
My gut sense is people are starting to maybe realize that's kind of the new normal, unfortunately.
The national average for a dozen eggs right now is $3.37. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and AJ Green and boy. We're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball. The Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willy Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed, but Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy and calm before the storm. High temperatures were already hit early this morning and are sliding to near 20 tonight. With a few flurries flying around overnight, snow is likely tomorrow morning. With less than an inch expected, winds will be blustery and temperatures plummeting. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Santa gets the headlines, but those that know Mrs. Claus runs the North Pole.
The Aaron Weber Group at Compass. Smart, efficient, and they always deliver. Not waiting till the night before like some people.
I can't hear you, you know, dear.
So when it comes to buying or selling in Madison, movetomadison.com and the Aaron Weber Group are the smart choice.
I've been hinting at moving to a new home for years. I'm tired of the cold. Movetomadison.com makes the nice list.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you ever have a question for the doctor, just email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll see you then.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Civic Media's own Aaron Zomers, our producer engineer on the board. It is now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 on the big program here on Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. A little overcast, a little nip in the air, but all in all, not bad at all. Matt Flynn, 2-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney and author. We thank him for being in hour number 1, as well as Luke Mathers, Civic Media's very own, always a great Tuesday for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. We appreciate him stopping by. Coming up a little bit later this hour, I want to play you a cut from Republican Congressman Mark Alford of Missouri from over the weekend. Did not get to this yesterday. Again, I've talked about this before. A lot of these, we'll call them controversially politically sexy appointments. Kashmir Patel, however you want to say it. Matt Gaetz, who of course withdrew. All this attention being focused on them. Lots of media, how terrible they are. Well, while we're distracted in what's coming in the front door, you got to pay attention to what might be coming and sneaking in the back door. And a lot of the things that Republicans said during the election they would not do, i.e. touch our Social Security and Medicare, well, guess what? We'll talk about it a little bit later on this half hour. Also, coming up this half hour, another edition of What's Worse. I'm slightly worried. It's a little controversial. I don't mean any disrespect, but I think it's something that a lot of people have gone through. And there's been traumatic experiences. You understand?
There have. And, well, you'll see.
We'll see. That's coming up as well. But right now it's 8 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
An angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
It's the grown-up. It's the grown-up edition. Every time a whip cracks, another angel gets his wings. That's right. That's right. Welcome in this Civic Media's Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. You understand this ain't for the kids. This is not for them. There's no cutesy toys and gifts for the. This is for the grown-ups.
It's purely for safety. Children should not be operating snowblowers or espresso machines. They're going to chop off their limbs or get burned, respectively.
Well, maybe. So time once again for all. This is your chance to be a big winner. You understand? We're here for you, the listening audience. This is fantastic. We had a big winner yesterday, and again, we will have another great winner today. Civic Media doing this now for the next 2 weeks until the 20th. And every hour we do this, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. Every hour we do this, somebody's going away with either a clean, crisp $100 bill or an overnight getaway to beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. One of those two things are somebody this hour is going to win one of those two things. And then everybody who enters gets entered in. And at the end of the 2 weeks, we're going to have not one, two, three, four, five, eight grand prize winners. Aaron Carreno, our VP, sits and thinks of these great gifts for you. That's his main. He sits around every day and he says, how can I make the listening experience better for all the fine listeners? He does a great job. So we have several grand prizes up for grabs. A couple of robot vacuums, by the way. Do we know anything about these robots? Do they have names?
I'm not sure.
Like in the Jetsons, it was Rosie, I think. The robot.
That sounds right.
Rosie the robot. Do we know her last name, by the way?
No.
Palm? I'm not sure. A robot vacuum, by the way, is in there. A humidifier, two espresso machines, and a partridge in a pear. No, a snowblower. Better than a partridge in a pear tree. And two sets of luggage. So what was that song? You know, hop on the bus, Gus. Make a new plan, Stan. If you need to get out of town, because it's gotten a little frisky, you get two sets of luggage. So all that's up for grabs. Here's how you do it. A lot of people see me on the street going for coffee in the morning, and they say, Todd, I've heard about this Growing Up Gift List Text to Win contest. How the heck do I play? Thank you so very much for asking. I'm going to walk you through it. First of all, download the Civic Media app, because you can only win via the app, you understand? So you get on your hot little iPhone or your Android device and you go to your app store and there's a search bar there and you type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It pops up. There's a cute little CM logo. You click on that. Takes less than a minute. By the way, it's free. We will not charge you for this at all. Free download of the Civic Media app. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. And then you open the app up. I'm going to do this with you in real time. I hope this is helpful. Because, I mean, look, I get it. As an analog guy living in a digital world, I get how confusing this can be. So you open the Civic Media app. And you go to your home screen, like I did right there. Kind of hard to see on camera. The first 11 stations are the news talk stations that our show is on every day across Wisconsin. Find the one closest to you. If you happen to not have one close to you, no problem. Just choose the one or two. Waukesha is number one. Madison is number two. And you open one of those. And the lower right-hand side, there's a little, it says text with a little bubble icon. It says text. You click on that. Now you're all set. Because now you're all set to send a text message to us. And now I'm going to give you the word of the hour. You type this word in, make sure it's spelled correctly, and hit send. And you're in like Flynn, like Matt Flynn. All right, here we go. The text to win grown-up gift list word of the hour is present. Present. You go down on Christmas morning and open your present, period, not plural. I'm going to spell it for you. P as in Paul, R, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, T as in Todd. Present. Open your present. All right?
The word of the hour is present. P-R-E-S-E-N-T.
And what will people win today?
Thank you so very much for asking, Mr. Zommers. The gift this hour, once again, a $100 Benjamin Franklin bill. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Who couldn't use $100 during the holiday season?
I think everybody could. And you know, the best thing about this contest is, oh, wait, just a second.
Who is at the door? Is there somebody's here?
So I've been informed. The best thing about the contest is not whatever I was going to say. It's that it's statewide.
The lawyers, the civic media attorneys knocked at the door. I mean, they're relentless, these people. Yes, I have to tell you, I'm obligated, a legal obligation. This is a statewide contest. The word this hour, present, P-R-E, S as in Sam, E-N-T. The word is present. To me, this is a little bit difficult of a word, but, you know, it's okay.
At least that's a synonym for our word yesterday.
Yes. We don't want to confuse you. And here's the deal. If you say, well, if I get it close, it should still count. No, 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 no. Here's the reason why. In order to make sure there's no hanky-panky. And during the holiday season, who doesn't want a little hanky-panky? I mean, come on.
Not in your contest, though.
Well, no, but I mean, think about it. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. I mean, come on. There's clearly Christmas hanky-panky going on in some of these Christmas songs. That's why we call it the grown-up gift list. You understand? So, anyway, to take the hanky-panky out, the computer says which entries are legit and which aren't. And so the computer is very particular. You have to spell this correctly or your entry gets tossed out. So the word is present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present, is the word of the day. Now, here's the thing. And I forgot to mention this yesterday. So you send that in. And what's going to happen is you'll get a bounce back text to say, oh, well, we got your text. If you click on that and kind of sign up for, I'm not sure what they're doing. Is it like a newsletter or what are they signing up for?
I am not sure because I cannot enter myself as I am part of Civic Media. So,
well, that's very true, right? But here, participants will receive a bounce back message, it says, after each text entry, giving them the option to click a web page link to earn additional contest entries by completing specific activities. So here you go.
It's probably stuff like follow Civic Media on YouTube. Right. Like usually that's what those contest entries are.
We don't know, but it could be. But here's the deal. You say, well, Todd, I want some inside knowledge. Or as my teacher Ken Lewis used to say, knowledge. If you want some inside knowledge, when you get that bounce back message after you enter, do what it asks you to do. And guess what? You get an additional entry, not just for this hour. So you're ahead of the game. You increase your odds of winning this hour $100, by the way. But you'll also get another entry for the grand prize. So it's a great contest. Text on the Civic Media app the word present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present. Do it right now. You'll be entered to win $100 this hour. And one of our great, one of our wonderful grand prizes as well. A Rosie the Robot vacuum. I believe that's what they're called.
This is not confirmed.
Although it's not confirmed. Much like the true identity of the New York City assassin, we don't know. Maybe the robot's name is Luigi. We'll talk about more about that later. All right, come on back. Text the word in present right now on the Civic Media app. Come on back on What's Worse right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you follow the American Democracy Minute, you know that until last year, Wisconsin held the infamous title as one of the most gerrymandered states in the U.S. That changed November 5th. Former Governor Scott Walker accelerated gerrymandering of the Wisconsin Assembly, Senate, and congressional maps during his 2011 to 2019 tenure, engineering a 64-35 majority in the Wisconsin Assembly and a 22-11 majority in the Senate, despite an evenly divided liberal and conservative electorate. In 2023, the GOP was short of a supermajority by only 2 Assembly seats. Vetoes by current Governor Tony Evers tried to keep even worse maps at bay, but a conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court ultimately allowed them. But a Supreme Court election in 2023 shifted the ideology of the court, and the court's reconsideration of the Assembly and Senate maps led to new, fairer maps for the 2024 general election. While Republicans maintain control of both houses, fair maps reduce the artificial Republican advantage in the Assembly, 54-45, and the Senate, 18-15. Veto overrides of the governor are far less likely, forcing the legislature to compromise on more legislation. The congressional district map, which did not change, but is also widely recognized as gerrymandered, gave a 6-2 advantage to Republicans. We have links to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The irrepressible Lindsey Buckingham. Now here's your host, the Andre-tor!
I woke up this morning and I got out of bed, had a big old cup of coffee to clear my head. Telephone ring and you wanna chat? Well, sit on down and tell me what's up. What's up with that? What's up with that? Ooh, yeah. What's up with that? What's up with that?
Here we go.
What's up with that?
Oh. The great Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live with Jason Sudeikis dancing in the background in a wonderful tracksuit. What's up with that? I love that song. I used to work out to that song. I'm not kidding.
Nice. Like, what, did you just repeat it over in like the 30 seconds?
My trainer would play back when I used to make, back in another life when I could afford a personal trainer.
Gotcha.
My trainer, Rob Daggett, he'd play that. And because I had a suit that kind of looked like Jason Sudeikis' tracksuit.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's funny.
We'd play that at 6 a.m. And that'd get me going. The reason we played that song, we're right smack dab in the middle of grown-up gift list text-to-win contest trivia. I know it's not trivia, but I like saying that. A listener in Muscadet, Kimber, on WRCO or WRCE, said, yesterday and today, I'm not getting the bounce back, and I'm spelling the word correctly. What's up with that?
Well,
she says, did I offend somebody? I blocked out or what? I even tried using the Madison station this morning and nada. I'm so confused.
So, Kimber, I can confirm your entries have been counted.
All right.
We did attempt to text you back. Doesn't seem to be working. If you have similar issues to Kimber, please text us and I will let our tech team know and we'll see if we can get it fixed.
What's up with
For you specifically, Kimber, we can tell you it did recognize you yesterday and today.
So you're entered in. We're not sure why you're not getting the bounce back. I do know. It's our friends over there, Matt Nair and Air, Jim Matt Nair and Greg. They're grousing about the fact that we got a couple more entries of them yesterday, and they're rigging the election. That's what it is. They've gone in and they've rigged it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Relax. Hold your horses. Nobody's getting hurt. But everything seems to be working fine. So just text on in, and if you don't get a bounce back text, let us know. But text the word present right now, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present. Text it on the Civic Media app, your chance to win $100. Somebody this hour is winning $100. What station can you listen to? And you have a better chance of winning $100 on this show than you do buying any lottery ticket. That's a fact.
I thought you were going to say on our show versus other shows, and I was going to be like, that's not true, but no, that is true. Versus a lottery ticket.
Wait, whose side you want, Thomas?
Well, I don't want to lie to people.
In order to win, why not? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Relax. Hold your horses. You can hear every morning, 7 a.m. on The Kreitlow Show and other shows across the civic media at 7 a.m. John and Gordy here in Madison, Mino and the mayor over in Green Bay and Oshkosh. So we play this at 7 a.m. We play it on our wonderful friend Jane Matner and Greg Box show at 11, on Matner on Air, on our show at 1, and on Dom Selvia's show at 4 o'clock. And if you win on Dom's show, you also get an Italian cannoli. So that's the advantage Dom has over us. Text in present, P-R-E. Let me hang on.
P-R-E-S-E-N-T.
Yes. All right, that's it. All right, 25 past the hour time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Unlike the texting contest, we have nothing to give away here. Just your chance to be heard on statewide radio. But come on, let's be honest. What's better than that? What chance do you have to yell at the top of your lungs? No. You come on, you call in. We'll talk. It'll be fine. Coffee talk. I'm into a 90s Saturday Night Live mode right now.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. All right, here's the question. And don't at me. There's a lot of great people that do these jobs. It's nothing personal. It's just the fact of stereotypes. They exist for a reason. That should be a bumper sticker. All right, what's worse? Car salespeople or realtors? Car salespeople or realtors? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Car salespeople or realtors? And you can text this as well if you want on the Civic Media app. And by the way, I know there are people, it's not pronounced realtors. It's realtors. Realtors. But how do you say it, Zombers?
Realtor.
Yeah, see? Nobody really says realtor.
I thought I said it right.
But, oh, did
well, not
you?
Realtor, oh, but realtor.
Yeah. I say realtor. I put the extra. Realtor.
The reason that
When you want to sell a property, you hire a realtor.
The reason that I say it at least somewhat correctly is because of an old Nancy Drew movie where one of the characters was Barbara of Barbara Realty.
Oh, nice. I like that. What's worse, car salespeople or realtors? And again, I've had wonderful people help me in both professions. But there is a stereotype out there. If you get a bad, pushy car salesperson or a bad, pushy realtor, it could be a nightmare. Have you had either one of those?
Well, I have not purchased a house. And I've had good experience with, well, no, there was actually one car salesperson, now that I think about it, not at a dealership, but an individual who sells cars. I guess it's like not a dealership, but a personal business.
All right.
And
a guy in a back alley or what?
They had a lot. They had cars.
They had a lot. All right.
It seemed legit. Anyway, right. I was looking for a car on Facebook Marketplace because it's one of the places to check. Found a good deal on a used hybrid in Kenosha. I was in Manitowoc at the time, several hours away from Kenosha. Mm. And I drove down and sent the message like, hey, what's up? And he's like, oh, I sold it to someone else 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, 5 minutes ago? Seriously, you knew I was coming from Manitowoc.
Right. But see, that's a bad guy, a bad dude. Megan, I think she was saying that realtors have always been awful in my experience. They never leave you alone, ever. Part of this is commission, right? Off the Facebook stream or whatever we call it now, off the Facebook thing, our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry. Worse, car salespeople. No realtor has ever tried to upsell me undercoating. Well, that's all right. There's something to be said for that. Although I've always paid for the undercoating. It's true. And you know what? My last couple of trucks have not gotten rusty.
You know, it really depends. You just have to think, is this worth it for my specific vehicle? Right. If they try to sell you all that stuff on a used 2002 vehicle, don't buy it. It's going to break anyway.
What's worse, car salespeople or realtors? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, right now, text the word present to the Civic Media app to win $100. Somebody is winning $100 in 30 minutes. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Text present right now to the Civic Media app. Back with more after this on Civic Media.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a Wisconsin case about school policies on gender. It all started when the Eau Claire Area School District updated their policy to say that if a child wants to be addressed by a different name or pronoun, staff would respect that and would not have to notify parents without the student's consent. Advocates for LGBTQIA youth say that can protect queer kids whose families may not understand them. But a group of parents represented by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued the school district. They claim the policy usurps their rights as parents. Luke Berg, representing the families who filed that lawsuit.
This can do harm to children, and in our view, that's why parents need to be involved.
Meanwhile, Haley Archer, attorney for the Wisconsin ACLU, says it's not a black and white issue.
I believe one of the reasons that this question is debated is because it is complex. We're balancing the rights of parents, we're balancing the rights of schools, we're balancing the rights of students. And ultimately, the safety of the student is, in my opinion, the most important of these rights.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health reports nearly half of LGBTQIA youth in the state seriously consider suicide. Nationally, those rates drop significantly for trans and non-binary kids who feel accepted at home, according to the Trevor Project. Now, this lawsuit had been dismissed twice before. Judges said while the parents are genuinely concerned, the policy has not impacted them or their kids. So the suit had no standing. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty tried again. They asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. The nation's highest court only accepts less than 1% of the cases that are referred to it. And as it turns out, this is the rule, not the exception. The U.S. Supreme Court announced that it had rejected the parents' appeal, meaning they would not hear the case and the rulings from the lower court stand. So there's really nowhere else for the case to go. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top five, and only three flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first weekend release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and calm before the storm. High temperatures were already hit early this morning and are sliding to near 20 tonight. With a few flurries flying around overnight, snow is likely tomorrow morning. With less than an inch expected, winds will be blustery and temperatures plummeting. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy, and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich Lucchesio, Swedish jazz queen Gunnhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
And wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. I've only been on the air for 2 years plus. I was looking at three things at once. That's my problem, Zomers, and I can't do that. My brain doesn't work that way.
Nobody's really does.
34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, December 10th. Zomers on the board taking your phone calls, monitoring your texts as well. We are right smack dab in a couple of things going on right now. Number one, the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Somebody within the next 25 minutes is going to win a $100 bill. Our own Aaron Coretto, vice president, is printing these. They're drawing on the, no, not really. They're real $100 bills. Don't worry. $100. Somebody's winning $100 this half hour. And all you, and also on other hours, you may also win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. That's the other hourly prize. And by the way, I've stayed at the Chula Vista Valley or Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. A lovely, lovely place. A better place you cannot find. But this hour, it's $100 cash. And you'll also be entered in for 8 grand prizes. A robot vacuum, humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, or luggage set. Simply download the Civic app, open it up, hit the text icon, and text the word this hour of present. The word is present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T. Text it right now. We're also asking you what's worse. Today's what's worse, car salespeople or realtors? And again, we're playing to this stereotype here, all right? I've had my last car, the salesperson at the wonderful Don Miller Dodge, by the way, here in Madison. My sales guy, Chuck, may he rest in peace, passed away a little under a year ago. Great, great guy. Chuck sold me my last two trucks at Don Miller Dodge here in Madison. And here's what made Chuck great. He wasn't a pressure guy. He was a no BS guy. He'd say, what do you want? Yeah, you want that one? I know you don't want that. You want this one over here. And then he'd say, well, you do whatever you want. He'd go, what do you want to know? And then he'd say, all right, let me talk to my manager. This is the bottom line. And that's it. And there was no back and forth dickering. He was honest. And here was the great thing about Chuck is that I would say, well, how about I need some new tires? He's gone now, but he said, don't get them here. He goes, go to Discount Tire. Which I have. And Discount Tire are great folks as well. So there's some great car salespeople there, and as well as realtors as well. But the stereotype is we all have probably a bad story about a car salesperson or a realtor. What's worse, car salespeople or realtors? Who was it? Zomers would go back there. Somebody was saying if they could add, a Tyler listening on WFHR from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. Says, can insurance agents and funeral home directors play too?
Yeah, if we're talking about middle people, you know, who right? just, who
put pressure on.
Yeah.
Some.
Who are incentivized monetarily to put pressure right. on under most companies. Not everyone chooses to, but that's the incentive with, you know, commissions and all that.
Right. Exactly. All right. So we'll continue. I'm going to say my answer on what's the worst would probably be a realtor, I guess, because I feel like to your point earlier, I think, or partly your point, that when you're just initially shopping for a vehicle and you get someone who you don't vibe with, you can always just walk away and like go somewhere else. But once you zero in on a house and you've contracted a realtor, it's much more difficult, I feel like, to go around and find somebody else. So it's harder to get out of a bad realtor situation, in my opinion. But anyway, you can give us a call. Tell us what you think. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Scott listening in on WMDX in Madison. Where's the three-way blender? There is. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They have taken away the three-way blender as a prize for this contest, but do not worry. There are many other great prizes in our Growing Up Gift List Text to Win contest. We told you. A snowblower, an espresso machine, humidifier, luggage set, a robot vacuum. Wonderful prizes. And somebody this hour is going to win $100 simply by texting present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T. All right, there you go. Mike calling in Spring Green, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Mike, thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Well, I got a good one, but it's a funeral director, but you did mention that.
Yeah, so. Well, somebody else brought it up, but go ahead. What do you got?
We were interring my father at an above-ground facility.
Okay.
And while everyone was standing outside and starting to break up, they pulled me inside to sign papers and whatnot. And they gave me a sales pitch, which included a free third spot should my little six-year-old perish the thought have an accident.
No.
While they didn't even have the cover on the drawer that my dad was being put in, and she was, you know, handing me papers and pamphlets and perish the thought anything should happen to your little one.
Oh, my gosh. That is ridiculous.
I couldn't believe it. I wrote a three-page letter to the boss there. And I've never heard anything back, but it's funny. It was so outrageous.
Over the top.
I just threw the papers on the front step of the building as I walked out. I just dropped them on their steps.
Right.
Can you imagine that? I was.
No. Talk about low class or no class. Holy cow.
No class. Yeah. None whatsoever. Send me a mailer in a couple of weeks, but
right.
Not while, like I said, he wasn't even sealed up yet, and they were hitting me with, you know, you buy two and you get one free.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Hey, Mike, thanks for your listenership out there in beautiful Spring Green along the Wisconsin River on WRCE. We appreciate it. Rob calling from beautiful Port Edwards as well. Rob, thanks for calling in. What's worse, bad car salespeople or bad realtors?
I have had four distinct crazy experiences with realtors. I've had actually some pretty good experiences with honest auto dealer, you know, staffers that have been pretty buttoned up. But I've had three occasions where realtors had brother-in-laws and buds in their back pocket when they would go through on the closing inspection and say, oh, by the way, you know, here's the card. Go see this guy and come to find out later on that some of this stuff, I literally had a guy before us go in with a pipe wrench and loosen up a pipe so there was a gas leak.
No way.
I bought a home.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I bought a home in Iowa, moving from beautiful New Berlin to Cedar Rapids. And, you know, so everybody's a long ways from home. I bought a beautiful home, really happy. And we're at closing. All the checks are signed and the papers and this and that. We're going to go home. And I said, may I please have the keys? And my realtor looks at me like, what keys? What do you mean? Gosh. What keys?
Wow.
Well, I said, you know, may I have all those checks and papers that we just signed?
Right.
And I'm going to hang on to those for a few minutes until you get a locksmith on the phone and get a gentleman or lady to key my locks, please.
How can they expect you not to have keys?
Wonderful day.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Rob. Sorry for that. Sorry for those experiences, but thanks for calling in, Rob Port Edwards. If you want to join the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Asking what's worse, bad car salespeople or bad realtors? John in Oshkosh on WISS texting in and saying on the Civic Media app, car salespeople. And I'm gonna editorialize. Bad car salespeople are the worst. Also trying to squeeze every last dime out of you and treat you like you're an idiot. No, I don't want to lease. Well, thank you, John and Oshkosh. That's a thing too, right? Like if you get a pushy salesperson, they try to get you into the lease because, it's a lower payment. But at the end of the day, it's generally speaking, not a great deal.
Almost always, yeah.
Almost always. All right. We appreciate all you calling in. Again, you continue to text and call if you want. What's worse, car salespeople, bad car salespeople, or bad realtors? I will editorialize on that as well. Speaking of things that are not so great, We touched on this a little bit yesterday, but wanted to follow up. This is from NBC News, Steve Bannon. Headline, Republicans are far from done targeting Medicare and Social Security. Subheadline, Donald Trump claims Social Security and Medicare will be left alone. Congressional Republicans appear to have a different agenda in mind. According to the story, to hear Donald Trump tell it, Americans concerned about what he'll do with Social Security and Medicare have nothing to worry about. Quote, I said to people we're not touching Social Security, other than we're making it more efficient. But the people are going to get what they're getting, unquote. Trump said during the latest Meet the Press appearance over the weekend. Kristen Welker, host, asks, quote, entitlements off the table, unquote. Trump initially responded, quote, and we're not raising ages or any of that stuff, unquote, before adding in reference to possibly cutting the Social Security insurance programs, quote, I won't do it. Part of the problem is that that's often an enormous gap between what the president-elect says he'll do and what he actually does. Making matters worse, his record on the issue isn't a sterling one either. And then, of course, there are congressional Republicans to consider. Republican Representative Mark Alford of Missouri appeared on Fox Business this week. Again, this is a leader in the Republican conference in the U.S. House of Representatives from Missouri, Mark Alford, on Fox Business. And here's what he said in his own words about these two issues.
And so we've got to right the ship, and it's going to mean cuts. It's going to mean cuts to the 24% of the discretionary spending that we have. And it's also going to mean looking long term at the front end of some programs like Social Security and Medicare, not taking anyone off of what they paid into so far. But there is some waste, abuse and fraud in Medicare that we can take those numbers back and add to our general coffers and our treasury. And on the front end of Social Security, I think there's a way when people are living longer, they're retiring later, that on the front end, we can move that retirement age back a little bit.
So Mark Alford, Republican of Missouri, literally one day after Trump said in apparent reference to Social Security that he's against, quote, raising ages or any of that stuff, unquote. Here's Alfred saying on the same day, the interview, that, as he just said, you heard it with your own ears, on the front end, quote, on the front end on Social Security, I think there's a way when people are living longer, they're retiring later, that on the front end, we can move that retirement age back a little, unquote. And then you heard his comments there on Medicare, say, and this is, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, this is an ongoing trope. In other words, it sounds good to people, but it really isn't that factual. Then, oh, there's a bunch of fraud here. And again, the magic of this narrative from a Republican standpoint is it's based in the truth. What do I mean by that? That they'll find a couple, three cases where there was fraud or attempted fraud. And then they exaggerate that to make it sound like it's a huge issue. And that's their justification for sweeping cuts. Now, I want to be careful because I know there's a lot of people that are on Social Security that listen to the show. We don't know anything for sure, okay? Some of this might be hyperbole to gin people up for political purposes, but the point is that they're, to use the double negative, not talking about it. In other words, they're not these Republicans in Congress who are going to be in control, both houses. They're putting it on the table. Remember when Joe Biden gave his State of the Union address a couple of years ago? And he said, you know, you guys are going to cut Social Security and Medicare. And the place went up for grabs. And off the cuff, Biden goes, wait. Wait a minute. You don't want to do that? Great. That's great to hear. And then they revealed in writing, Rick Scott, senator from Florida, actually had plans to cut Social Security.
Well, to sunset it.
Right, that's the term. So this is why we have to have the old antennae up. Be on the ground. And we'll continue to do that, report the facts. Back with more after this to wrap up the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us here. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, I believe it's network news, CBS or ABC, but It's like a roulette wheel. You never know what you're going to get. But there will be some news at the top of the hour, and then local news as well, followed by weather and sports. And then from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn and the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4. From 4 until 6, Dominic Salvia with the Dom Salvia Show. At 6 o'clock, Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. And then Rick Smith Across America and Native Roots Radio, I believe, as well. Listened to Schwabba last night on Nightlight. Had Dr. Kristen Lierley last night on.
Oh, I meant to listen
to
that. It
was fantastic.
I'll have to listen to the podcast on civicmedia.us/shows.
There you go.
Nice. Legitimately, I did mean to listen to it and forget. It's just a good opportunity.
Absolutely. It's a great show. Pete Schwabba every night from 6 until 8. All right, don't forget, we're right in the middle of, not in the middle, but in less than 10 minutes, we are going to give away a $100 bill on grown-up gift list text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app and go into the app, a station of your choice, hit text, and then text the word present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present. Text the word present right now, and somebody at the top of the hour is going to win $100. Courtesy of Civic Media, and you'll be put in for the grand prize winners in 2 weeks. 8 winners, could be a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snow blower, or a set of luggage in case you have to get out of town fast. All right. A little bit earlier, asking what's worse, car salespeople or realtors, bad realtors. Here's a listener from up in Eau Claire. On WCFW, the tap, saying a bad realtor is worse, as I didn't have a realtor when I was looking for a house years ago. And then I had a husband and wife couple that were both realtors. as the wife was listed on the contract as representative for the sellers. Then the husband was listed for a representative of the buyers. Oh my gosh, that's a nightmare right there. To say that they pulled off some stuff on myself on the sellers to get the most commission on selling the house to me. I will never use a realtor again or sell a purchase for any land. Your show is great, an uplift for me during my day. Thanks, Travis. Well, thank you, Travis. We appreciate that.
That should be illegal.
Yeah, I think it should be now. I mean, because they changed the commission thing, you know, on the laws. But Travis, we appreciate you. And look, and again, I said this earlier, there are a lot of great car salespeople, a lot of great, honest realtors. But the point of the bit was, which is worse, bad car salespeople or bad realtors. But again, to the point, I think there's a lot of stories out there like Travis's where people have got taken. And that should not be right. Coming up tomorrow on the show, our friend from Speaking Of up north there in Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley, Pat Kreitlow, host of North News Radio. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 8 across Civic Media. Pat Kreitlow will be in, as well as our friend Trigvi Olson. Going to preview our trip this Friday out to Seattle for that Packers-Seattle Seahawks game. Going to be there live on Friday. Not going to want to miss it. Trigvi will give you his opinion on that. And Trigvi will retell the story of his robot vacuum. He and his kids and wife named their vacuum, the robot vacuum. If you're a winner in our Text to Win contest, you can name your vacuum too. Also, a programming note tonight, Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team trying to get back on track tonight against Illinois. Game time starts at 7 p.m. You can hear it live over select stations on Civic Media. As David Letterman says, I hope one of your stations has been selected. It has been. If you're in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, or Richland Center. But have no fear. If you're not in one of those communities, you can dial it in on the Civic Media app and listen to one of those stations. It's free, won't cost you a dime. Wisconsin men's basketball after tough losses to Michigan at home and on the road at Marquette. Try to get back on the winning track tonight. Broadcast starts at 7 p.m. with the great Matt LePay and Brian Butch on the Badger Radio Network. Looking forward to that. Want to just finish off these comments here, talking before the break about the future for Social Security and Medicare under Republican control upcoming in the new Congress and with President-elect Donald Trump returning to the White House. Plenty of those comments there of Republican representative from Missouri, Mark Alford, leaving the door open to changes in both those programs. And according to this story from NBC, saying if comments like those were limited to just one member of the U.S. House with a relatively low national profile, they'd be easier to overlook. But it's not that simple. Last week, for example, Republican Representative Richard McCormick of Georgia also appeared on Fox Business and said, quote, we're going to have some hard decisions. We've got to bring in the Democrats and talk about Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. There's hundreds of billions of dollars to be saved, and we know how to do it. But we just have to have the stomach to actually take those challenges on, unquote. What's more, according to the author here, saying that their MSNBC colleague, Ryan Teague Beckworth, noted that Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah published a lengthy social media thread last week questioning the constitutionality and practicality of Social Security while comparing the program to, quote, a Ponzi scheme, unquote. Same term used by Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. We'll stay on top of it. Great show today. Many thanks to Luke Mathers, Matt Flynn, Aaron Zommers, all of you for listening. Text the word present. You have a minute and 30 seconds. Text present right now to the Civic Media app. Somebody is 2 minutes away from winning $100. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. We'll see you tomorrow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, author and blogger Mike McCabe will join us.
And we'll find out what's the matter with What's the Matter with Kansas.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A defiant Luigi Mangione, charged in the New York City murder of United Healthcare CEO, arriving at court in Blair County, Pennsylvania for an extradition hearing and shouting to ABC station WNAP.
As completely out of touch, as an insult, the intelligence of the American people.
The 26-year-old handcuffed and wrangling with officers as they escorted him into the building. NYPD says Mangione wrote several pages about his disdain for corporate America and United Healthcare. He was arrested yesterday at a McDonald's in Altoona. Reports that GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell fell during the Senate Republican lunch today. He was taken to his office where two medical responders were briefly seen and have since departed. Aides tell ABC News he is fine. In Southern California, crews in Malibu battling a wildfire. Santa Ana winds driving flames and forcing 18,000 evacuations. More than 2,200 acres have burned so far. This is ABC News.